Hey everyone, thanks for stopping by the newest episode of the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is a mashup of the Logan Paul Impulsive Podcast. There's a lot of great stuff in here about self-worth, how to deal with criticism, the NFT space, and more. Make sure you tweet Gary and let him know your thoughts.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Wow. I don't know how many people know you and I are history, which is absurd. I don't even know if you guys know this. When I was 18 years old, I entered a competition that was hosted by Grape Story to make a commercial for, I believe it was Virgin Mobile on Vine. It was a user-generated content contest. So whoever could make the best commercial would be flown out to New York and potentially be signed by VaynerMedia.
So Virgin was a VaynerMedia client. Me and Jerome Jarr, for everybody's listening, I'm sure a lot of those people know that if they're OG Viners. We started an agency called Grape Story to represent Viners. And the marketing campaign was find the next Vine superstar.
Yeah.
On the record, I think we fucking drilled it. Out of all the fucking people that we could have picked,
I can't believe it.
You've made me look very good on that one.
Yeah, dude. I won the contest, bro. I had 18,000 followers.
Oh shit! So you were like a baby,
dog. Gary's like a proper day one.
Wow.
Like way before you, Bucko.
Oh Jesus!
But what's interesting about it was Jerome deserves all the credit. He got it down to three, and he's like, these three. And I remember walking into the office at 3:15, our last office before the one we're in now, and I watched him and I was like, that kid's got it. I'm very passionate and fascinated by different genres, but the youth culture is insane. And as you're talking, I'm like, this is fucking it, man. This is the beginning pieces. We're starting to change this. We're starting to have, there was nobody 3 years ago, saying, oh, I got haters. Let me have compassion for them. Mm-hmm. Not even 6 months ago. But I pounded it. And it's just truth. Just think about the concept of needing to hurt someone else just to give you a second of escapism from your own pain. Just think about it. I just don't know how not to feel that for others. And, you know, I think that we need to have that combo because for the people that are creating and are making entertainment, escapism, information, you know, it's really hard to get that level of hate. It's hard, no matter how strong you are, I'm very similar. Like the whole world always told me I was gonna lose except for my mom. Thus, I'm like, good. You know, like nothing phases me. And for everybody who's listening, because I've said that so many times and I've read all the DMs and emails and messages for the last almost 20 years now, a lot of people just now, as you were perfectly saying that, said, but I don't love myself. And this is a very important thing for everybody to hear. This is something I spend a lot of time thinking about. If you are listening or watching right now, actually saying, I don't love myself, you have to remember that somebody else put that inside of you. Your mom or dad, most likely, or maybe a grandparent, they put that inside of you because they didn't love themselves. And, you know, a lot of people get mad at their folks, and I try to remind them, your grandparents made your parents. Like, there's always that next person in the family tree. And so I think that we're starting to get into more interesting, while everyone's like, social media sucks in the world, I'm actually watching and I'm like, I don't know. I think shit's getting a little bit interesting.
Do you think there's more benefit to an individual who's facing criticism, finding a way to be empathetic with the criticizers, be empathetic with the haters, or their ability to put on the blinders that every CEO-
Number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Because my question to you is this-
Because like, that's scalable.
Empathy for other people?
Yeah, the other one is holding your breath and you're going to give.
You really think so? Because I think there's a lot of people out there like who are able to just be like, dude, like your criticism is so worthless and it's so uninformed and uneducated. That's where I've tried to get myself.
I get it. By the way, there's, you know how it is, right? Like it's like everything in our society, red, blue, black, white. There's moments in time where that works. I mean, I do it all, like I'm thrilled to be like, if you actually knew what was running through my mind sometimes, when I'm getting shit on, I'm like, man, if you're mad at me now, watch what the fuck I'm gonna put down your throat the next decade, you motherfucker. Like, you know, like I can get very competitive that way too. There's no question that actually being like, man, this person's hurt. You have to understand, you can actually completely, this has happened to me at NOS. This happened the other day in the car. A guy fucking ripped me heavy. I gave a response. He DM'd me. He's like, I just got back from Afghanistan. Dan, I have real PT. Like, it was a real, he's like, you don't understand. He ended with something that I don't even want to, like, it's really fucking intense out here. And so what I would say is, as a fellow human being, one that, by the way, is fucking doing it. Fucking doing it, right? Like, I promise you, 19-year-old you, looking at what you've been doing the last 7 or 8 years, is fucking happy.
He's surprised, man. He's so, like, damn, you made it past 26. Holy shit.
So 3 minutes a day, 9 minutes a week, 16 minutes a month. Do I think that you can decide to reply to three people, one of which that will completely change the framework of how they see the world? Because these kids out here think the world sucks and everything sucks and nobody gives a fuck. And you give one fuck one time. And by the way, I'm telling you, and I know he knows, I know, like, I'm telling you, it will fucking build. It will be beneficial for you.
No. Yeah, and I do love your mindset. And I do a lot of it, but I found myself trying to cultivate the relationships that provide themselves in a positive way.
By the way,
because the message, yes, I get, like, yo, your book changed my life. Listen, I respond to those people as opposed to, yo, listen, like,
you want
to
hear something crazy? Yeah. I feel like I had to calibrate 7 or 8 years ago to be a little bit more thoughtful because I was only feeding.
Got it.
Because I have so much to give. I was like, so I think that's right. But I think you need to give some deposits to that. Mm-hmm. I think it'll bring benefit. Sure. It'll round you out. I'm sorry.
They're broken.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's just, honestly, it's just nice.
Yeah.
By the way, you know this. I don't have to tell you this. 93% of them want to be you more than life itself.
Oh, when you respond to them about what they say, they automatic, I'm your biggest fan, I love what you do.
Yeah, they're just having a bad day.
Yeah.
The thing that works for me is not that I can deal with the hate, it's that I can deal with the admiration.
Yeah.
The reason I can deal with people telling me I suck and I'm overrated and I blow is that when people tell me I'm the GOAT, I don't hear that either.
Mm. You're right in the middle.
Yeah, because if you fall in love, like, with positive affirmation, well, then you're vulnerable. Like, for example.
Because then you're caring about
100%. One of the things I think about a lot is, if your whole life you're cute, if you're pretty, girl, boy, right? And all your affirmation is coming from that, that's a lonely game at 50. That's plastic surgery out the yang. That's like, that's your framework. This is where I get my validation from.
It rots quick.
I watched a Drake interview, something he said that I abide by now. There are a couple of things he said in this particular interview. 72-hour rule before you make any decision that, you know, is starts very with emotion. Another one he said, I try not to get too caught up in the highs or the lows.
That's right.
Which it's essentially it. same thing as what you're saying. Is like, you know, there's a baseline where my mental functions optimally. And that's where I like to live.
It's a counter energy. When everyone's like, you're the fucking, I'm like, dude, my parents had sex at the right second and I have intuition. Mm. And who the fuck am I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I go that way. And then the other way, you fucking suck. I'm like, you suck too.
Imagine him on the sidewalk. No, you suck too.
Like, right? I mean, like people are good at certain things. They're not good at certain things. Like, I think that you just got to understand that when one thing's coming at you, fucking like a superhero, just push the other energy. The problem is when people are getting love, you're fucking awesome. They fucking want that. Yeah. They want to eat the shit out of that. Oh, I'm hot. Yeah. Oh, I'm rich. Yeah. I'm fucking best. Yeah. But then they're like, you suck. Oh, they're like, fucked up. You got to stop both of it.
What about the NFT space made you feel the same way that you felt about social media back in the day?
Humans need to communicate. It's a core thing. And I believe that more than speaking, more than writing, more than singing, the number one way that human beings communicate is by buying things.
Really?
Yeah. Look at what you're wearing right now.
I can't believe it, by the way.
Bro,
I've
already talked about this.
Holy shawl.
So he looks like a Scooby-Doo character.
It's probably like $3,000.
Right? He looks like he's about to fight crime.
Here's what's profound about it. 4 years ago, if he saw someone wearing this, he would take a total shit on that person. Today, it's him communicating a lens of creativity, wealth. A lens of wealth. It could be, that's exactly right. So why I bring that up, if you look around, like what everyone's wearing and what, like, it's humans communicate through what they buy. Fashion is a quadrillion-dollar industry. A quadrillion-dollar industry.
Is that a real thing? The word you're saying? Okay, ask. People are at home like, D's and F's.
D's and F's. D's
and F's. Is there a PowerPoint?
We make it worse because we're confident that we won't get the right word out.
It is one of the biggest industries in the world. We all buy sneakers and t-shirts and hoodies and hats and all sorts of things that really cost $4 and $9 and $22. And we spend $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 because that's how people communicate. Mm. They communicate in reverse too. People dress down when they get wealthy. Like it's all, it's not just I'm going to show, people are like, oh yeah, I'm just going to show you rich. That's not true at all. It goes the other way. The way people wear their hair, their facial hair. There's a million ways to communicate because of what you buy. I thought social media was going to be huge because I thought people were going to use pictures to communicate, and I ended up being more right than I even thought. It became the framework,
yeah.
Right? I think NFTs are going to be that for our society, and it has a utilitarian value. It is the biggest technology shift since the internet. The blockchain, the consumer blockchain, is the biggest new thing since the internet itself. And more importantly, here's why everyone's fucking it up. Everyone's thinking about it like it's the internet, which is why they don't understand it. When the joke, the big joke of, well, I'll just right click and save it, it's a JPEG, ha ha ha, is when people are basically turning into their mothers. What I mean by that is all the same kids that made fun of their parents for not having an iPhone when they had a BlackBerry, or for not having, older, my generation, not like most parents wouldn't do email. They were scared. Or buying things online, or all those things. Watching a bunch of 20 and 30 year olds that think they're cool, that are, think they're dominating, that think they're winning, shit on NFTs makes me smile because I'm like, if these people knew that they had just turned into their parents, they'd be devastated. Mm. They are demonizing a new clear technology because of a lack of interest to do the work.
I don't often get influenced by my peers in a way that like affects actual change.
Yeah, yeah.
Even like the thought of like being influenced. But I will say when we were in New York, and we were talking at that table, and like, and then I was, I think I asked you like, yo, Gary, do you ever have fun? Like throw a drink back. You're like, eh, you know, not really. And you were definitely like taking it light that night. I was like, man, like I want to be as successful as Gary, but is this what it takes? Because if so, fuck that, dude.
It's definitely not. And by the way, like I'm like, to me, for like the reality is like, it's all one big game of just knowing who the fuck you are.
Facts.
For you.
Mm.
And yeah. Like, there's people that are, a coach told me, in a football, a current NFL coach took a player in a draft recently, last year's draft, that he could have taken a player that they had way higher on the draft board as a much better player, and they took the other player. And he, and I was like, that's so interesting. I was like, we were getting into deep conversations around athletes and things of that nature. I said, why? And then he said something profound. He goes, this player that went to a different team a couple picks later had a great year. He goes, this player on a Friday night, on a Saturday night, excuse me, on a Saturday night, the day before a game, will go out. And he'll go out to 2:30 in the morning in the club.
Oh, wow.
And you know what he's going to do on Sunday? And I'm like, what? It was like really cool. I was like shit the bed? He's like, no. He's going to go 8 catches for 137 yards and a touchdown.
Shut the fuck out. Yeah.
I go, okay. He goes, the problem is that same Saturday night, he's going to bring 6 teammates with him. And those 6 guys are going to shit the bed. I'm like, the player we took is the 8th player in that story, and he's going to stop the other 6 from going out.
Whoa.
Whoa. He's playing chess.
And so to me, I just thought that was really interesting. And the reason I bring that up is that one kid that he was talking to, he can go party and fucking be productive, right? This is just about knowing yourself.
Yeah.
We all, everybody who's watching and listening right now, this is one big fucking game of being super dope with yourself, for yourself. And if the people around you don't fuck with that, fuck them.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that too.
That's a great spot to end.
Yeah.
If you're okay with it.
I'm very okay with it.
This was a fantastic podcast, dude. Bro. So glad we got you on. Seriously, thanks for coming on.